Nurses need a fighting leadership. Helen Perriam, mental health nurse and RCN member. The announcement that nurses in England rejected the current pay offer from the Tory government led to celebrations by many. The offer falls well short of a pay rise. It doesn't even bring pay in line with that of 2008, taking into consideration the increase in the cost of living. Nurses are struggling to get by on the current wage, especially if you are a single-parent family, if you drive as part of a community job, or have no non-sociable hours payments. This insulting pay offer does nothing to retain already burnt-out staff, or recruit new nurses to the profession. Even without the level of responsibility, stress, understaffing, and physical and emotional toll nursing takes, everyone should be afforded a dignified wage. This result shows there is real appetite to fight. We now need the RCN leadership to get a backbone and lead it. This result should give confidence to nurses that we can win, even when the leadership puts obstacles in our way. We need a leadership with the humanity and determination the nursing workforce has shown. I would urge the leadership to join up with other trade union leaders whose members are also engaged in a struggle.